today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program, today's special. Our topic is laziness in the view of Islam. I invite you to be with this episode of today's special. Open the calendar. Today, Friday, is the 2nd of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to chapter Tawbah, verse 42.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. لو كان عرضا قريبا وسفرا قاصدا لاتبعوك ولكن بعدت عليهم الشقة وسيحلفون بالله لو استطعنا لخرجنا معكم يهلكون أنفسهم وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ
Had it been an easy gain and a moderate trip, the hypocrites would have followed you. But distant to them was the journey. And they will swear by Allah, if we were able, we would have gone forth with you, destroying themselves through false oaths. And Allah knows that indeed they are liars.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Quran refers this meaning to the lazy persons who are weak in faith and resort to kinds of pretexts in order to refrain from attending in this great course. The Quran says to the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, that if there was an available booty and the journey was short, they would accept his invitation and hasten to sit at that prepared table so that they could reach the worldly material. But now that the way is very far and difficult for them, they act listlessly and seek pretext.
يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان
Laziness in the view of Islam, we follow. Laziness is a state of passivity and of letting things stay as they are. Islam is a religion that calls for activity and action and fights against laziness. Laziness is one of the diseases that Islam abhors, and the Prophet of Islam sought Allah's protection and refuge against. The Prophet is reported to have said, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from helplessness, laziness, cowardice, niggardliness, and burden of debts and domineering men. The busyness of life and attachment to worldly things causes a lack of motivation to do good. Why should one pray, read Quran, or learn more about God, blessings of God? We can never thank Allah enough. But He is still forgiving. Think of these basic blessings that you might possess. Life, family, health, eyesight, hearing, a roof over your head, all the limbs of your body, and food for the day. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with idleness in Islam. And at the same time, I mean, another one is appealing to the public. I mean, by appealing to the public, it means that, okay, when you want to do something and when you don't, when you want to get away from idleness, you have to be with people because, I mean, man is a sociable and social creature. Okay, you can't find any person, I mean, any single person to be living in a good state of mind and happiness in a corner or in a, for example, in a cave, in a mountain. No, I mean, man needs to be with other men. Any man, anybody needs to be with other people. In this case, in order to make the most of our time, it's indicated that we have to have good schedules, and these good schedules come out of consciousness, thinking, making use of the suggestions of those people who are fair-minded and expert, and they are very faithful, and they wouldn't betray us. And at the same time, what's important in this regard is that we have to take rest. And this taking rest is something quite essential, both psychologically, socially, mentally, and emotionally. So we find that even the infallible personalities were not in such a way to spend all the time, all their lifetime on, for example, performing prayers and so on. No, the infallible personalities, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as other pre-Islamic prophets, and within the Islamic religion, all the infallibles and the great personalities, they were, I mean, like other people. I mean, they had their own high aims, and in order to reach the high aims, they spent the energy and they wanted to benefit from consultation of other people in order both to excel in their own projects and at the same time to get away as much as possible from idleness, because nobody has amounted to anything through idleness. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
kinds of laziness. Family laziness. The family is the unit of the community, so if it is sound, the community would be sound. And if it is not stable, then community is at risk. If the family is lazy, then proper upbringing would not be fulfilled. The parents would be lazy to fulfill their duties towards their children, and the children would be lazy to fulfill their duties toward their parents and homes. And if every member of the family does not have that love and care which drives them to fight laziness and go the extra mile for their family, then you'll find weak family relationship and even more concerning a broken Islamic home. Sometimes we seem to have forgotten the hadith when the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his family, who said, "Every one of you is a guardian and is responsible for his charges. The ruler who has authority over people is a guardian and is responsible for them. A man is a guardian of his family and is responsible for them. A woman is a guardian of her husband's house and children and is responsible for them. And all of you are guardians and are responsible for your charges."
I know I'm waiting. Waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long, make me strong.
Among tips to overcome laziness, we reach to rest, sleep, and exercise. In some cases, laziness is due to being tired and lacking energy. If this is true in your case, you need to give yourself the rest and sleep you need, and also give your body enough exercise and fresh air. Repeat affirmation. Tell yourself, "I can accomplish my goal. I have the energy and motivation to act and do whatever I want or have to do. Doing things makes me stronger. Doing things makes things happen."
Laziness and working. Laziness and working. We need the culture of working, achieving, going to work, waking up early in the morning, have your coffee or tea, whatever it is that you want, and then you go to work and you come back late in the evening. We live in countries where the culture is to work. There's no sitting at home and relying on the government or relying on income support. Absolutely not. You don't depend on anyone else. مَلْعُونٌ مَنْ أَلْقَى كَلَّهُ عَلَى غَيْرَهُ. The hadith says, cursed is the one who relies on others for his means of income. Cursed is the one that relies on others. You don't rely on others. It is one of the sources of pride of a person that he makes his own means of living and he doesn't rely on anyone else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he saw one of his companions, he saw a young man worshipping inside his mosque in Al-Masjid al-Nabawi. Worshipping all day, from morning till night. Fasting, he would fast every day. And he would spend the entire day praying, reciting Quran, reciting dua, and praying. And then he would see that three or two times a day, someone would come and bring him food for suhoor and for iftar. So he said, "Who is this person?" He called them. He said, "What's your story? You're worshipping every day and you're bringing him food. So what's your story?" They said, "Ya Rasulullah, we are two brothers. We made an agreement. One of us would worship all day, fast every day, and the other would go out and work and support the one worshipping." Rasulullah looked at the one who would work and support the one worshipping. He said, "You're the real worshipper, not this guy. You're the real worshipper. This is the real worship. Not the one sitting inside the masjid, being lazy, not going out to work."
Dear brothers and sisters, that was another episode of today's special. Of course, we opened a new topic about laziness and Islamic viewpoint about it. So we continue, inshallah, in the next episode. I invite you to rejoin us again. Till then, have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door.
and they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.